talk about the different kinds of chords. Well, augmented, you know, all that means is you're raising the fifth tone.
Right.
So, so I mean, you could just include the sixth tone in there as well as, you know. And because it repeats every four fret, they repeat every four frets, augmented. So that means you can play. One of the things that I do when I'm playing is the bands in C, and I can go up and play these two notes out of an E chord, because that's those are those two notes, right? So that means you can go. So it's a way of color things to go from, is to use those augmented notes. The other thing on this, where it really is real advantageous to have that sixth note in the middle, is that it sets you up for those diminished chords. So here's a real common one. Say the song is in C, and it's going to go through, you hear this. Okay, so I'm playing the four chord, and I just take the third and fourth string up one fret, and it gives me the four sharp diminished. Here's the four chord, the four sixth chord. Well, if I raise the third and fourth string, and that thing repeats every three frets. So you could just play, change from, but I'm gotten away from this thing where it goes four sharp diminished to a one. Well, there's the one right there at the five chord, right? Because it's the same thing as one and two. And then you can go up and hit the 1/7. It's down two frets from a higher. Here's the one. So, you play like just went to the five chord, hit a 5/7, right? You see what I'm doing there?
Mm-hmm.
But what I do a lot of times in those kind of songs, like Bud's Bounce and, you know, those things, the cool thing is that the, you know, you see how I went? Well, if I moved it down three frets, and I'm coming from a C, and then I go to the four chord, well, the four chord is right there, right? I didn't even have to move, so, okay, so I'm playing this little pattern. It's like the S-shaped pattern.
Yep.
But, and I can go, and now I can take these two notes, because that's taking that, putting the augmented thing in there. So that's the same thing as, you following that?
Yep.
Okay, so the lick would be, one sharp, four diminished, and then one, five. Okay, so I'm going one, and this, I drop that note, so it's like a diminished with the seventh note in there.
Right.
Okay. Over the four string, and then come back and hit the four string, because it's part of that diminished. And then I do that thing that we were saying could be like an exercise. flat 7, whatever lick you want to put there. And then you do it again. And you could do exactly the same thing. Since the 5 chord is right there, it's 2 frets in. That thing is part of that long 5 position thing. Well, it's 2 frets above the 1 chord. So there's the 5. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So that whole lick. Now, there's one other thing that when you're playing with in C, you can get away with this lick. Here in a second, and we'll talk about it, but this. So when it is the first string open, third string, hit the third fret and down 1 fret. I'm at the 5th fret, 4th fret, back to the 5th fret. When you're playing, I'll probably just confuse it. I say. Typical, you hear that a lot of times in that kind of music, that progression. But that little lick there, when I'm hitting the D note, well, if I hit that D note here, on, with the tuning that we're using with the 5 note out on top, you have to do it like this. I just got used to doing it because on a C6, I use a 2 on top, which is this note. That's the 2, right? That note's out here on the first string.
Right, right.
But because I can't do, this is a lick that you should feel comfortable with. And because if I do it here, if I'm playing in the key of C, and then I go up to the, that puts me to the 5 chord, right? That lick right there is real handy because if I did it at the 4 chord, or I started it at the 5 chord and ended at the 4 chord, now I'm at the 1, alright? So that means I can be, or if I'm coming out of a 5, so I went from a 5 to a 1 and I didn't even move. Here's the 5, 5, 7, right? And then there's that one little lick. So it's always 2 frets above. You're going to end on the 5th string right there, right? Here's this key I'm playing in. C, and here's the C note. It's on the 5th string at the 4 chord fret. So I want to end there. So there's the 4/6 chord, but if I just go, it just depends on how you're shaping those phrasing those notes. So that put me to the 1. Okay, if I do it here, puts me to the 5 chord. If I do it here, takes me to the 4 chord. Stuff and it's like 3 ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And basically the 3 ideas are the scale pattern thing. that, you know, the S pattern, the 5-7 pattern, and this. I don't even know what to call that, but it's a my, you know, it's an Emmons thing.
Right, right.
You know? And then if I, for instance, let's say I want to go to a seventh chord, I'm playing C, and I went, and I walk this note, that's a C note right there on the fifth string, to a down two frets, I'm at C7th now, right? But let's say I want to go into the four chord, right? So here's the four chord right here at the 10th fret. I can go down. I'm at the same fret that I just ended. And then just go. Now I'm in the 4-7 chord. And now if I want to go to the 5-7, I keep dropping that fifth string. Excuse me, so I can play. There's the two chord. You know, so that's what I was saying earlier. You hear all this stuff and you don't realize it's like three patterns. And you just kind of walk through the patterns, and when I'm figuring out my break, I find out where those notes are in that pattern, and then I just phrase around that. You know? It all makes sense, or
yeah. And yeah. Well, I'll be absorbing it over the next bit of time.
Let's see. You know, let me think here for a second.